And also the vendors out of America, which is, they do send out newsletters, usually in March, people find places where they have meetings, potential meetings for the interesting to get together. Part of this has been that in Nebraska, if we don't have a committee that's affiliated with Blue Arrow schools, we do have some individuals that are members of those schools. Trying to think, it's not hard to do this, and do my, for Nebraska, why you want those things, I've all done work at 2 years ago, but. Not on committee.
Well, I mean, the national state, PCD, that was a week-long program, and we had them.
Las Vegas.
Well, the PCD meetings, mid-Las Vegas, and come to win, anyway. They meet.
Right.
It's a week-long situation, and they go and then all parts of the, when they.
Yes, that happens, you know, then the Nation Federation find also, you know, I guess one of the things that, you know, I'm really concerned about is the business of training and getting new people, of having people make a commitment when they're, when they're coming into it, so that if there is extensive training or when there is, that the person who comes through that is going to not only make an investment themselves, but give back and pass the program to improve. Do we have, like, a waiting list or anything like that of people who want to get into the program, who need to be trained, or are we, what's the?
Well, the problem with, has been with the waiting list, is the amount of turnover we have. We have a very, very low turnover. What we've had in the past are, so we invested those that are competing on a waiting list and have also worked for one of the other vendors, so they are in tune with their skills and they get something to do. Otherwise, it can be 2 or 3 years, somebody, waiting around to become a vendor on a waiting list, and then they can be finding a job somewhere else.
So, are they, could we look at establishing that kind of business, where the counselors are being much more of helping individuals, their AO students have proven, established self, there's been an opportunity to do that in the near future, that can be looked at, but if there aren't any, they can be looking at establishing some other kind of business. So the same kinds of, you know, skills that are going to be, the program is no longer at the only place for a blind person who wants to be in business.
Let me tell you, help me go through the process. So, a site exists. How is that, the person that's going to operate that site, how is that chosen?
If it's a new site, or it's because somebody's left, retired, passed away, whatever the reason. First of all, those are the Blind Vendors Committee. Blind Vendors Committee decides on who that, if there's somebody that's interested in that site, we put out a letter into all the vendors. First of all, yeah, anybody that's interested in that position comes to us, we give that person's interest into the vendors committee, and questions the individual or individuals, okay, 2 or 3, sometimes they have months. So, depending on how desirable and how profitable that facility is usually.
What does bid mean?
Well, right now, I'm not sure. Sure. But a bid is usually, according to C1, meaning that if you were into the program person, you have a C1 to bid on a better location. That location is then open to those who have been in the program for some time, and some of them have started in small, very small places, and you have the opportunity to move up. to the long stretch.
Now, you know, when I think of bid, I think of somebody, you know, putting a, for a project, putting a ballot, but you're talking basically just put in, apply to operate that position.
And all this is a problem, because it's economy. And it is a time where the use to change your electricians, and even your post office, when they have to be installed there, you just apply for that position.
So it's a bunch of people, vendors apply. Now, the person that's got seniority, that's rated in their favor, is that the sole, is the person with most seniority automatically good, or is it? So just that's just rated is part of the process.
The factors that you have to come in with, your ability, you know, and what you can pass all of them to do.
And then once they get the site, then okay, so somebody's granted the bill, they get the site. How could they lose that site? How could they be closed?
Okay, yeah. Of course, they also give up their own.
Is there some kind of a period where they're under probation?
A new facility manager, yes, for 90 days.
Okay.
And that's prior to license. The number of folks are suing. Like Howard was talking about, they already have been licensed by the state licensing agency, which is the
location. Can you make something from the members committee?
There are five people chosen to have any other year. We chose their committee this year. We're trying to get that committee representative of the entire population. In other words, there's going to be some folks from Omaha on the committee. There'll be some folks from Lincoln, some folks from Omaha on the committee. It's all members. Yeah, so you're a short number of things that they didn't lose their assets for.
I'm talking about the stuff in Rule Chapter 3.
Right.
Yeah. So did you want that
grandfathered? Well, I remember in reading this, it seemed like there was some accounting responsibilities, but I was trying to. You know, obviously, somebody gets a plum site and they just don't do a good job. We have all kinds of complaints, and some of the stuff we're talking about that we've referred to the grapevine. Then, obviously, if a person feels that they have a site, a plum site, and they don't have feel much worry that they're going to lose the site, that could give them an incentive not to do a good job, and that's why was trying to remember what the and I apologize, I should have reviewed in Chapter 3 the specific, because it did come to mind. Something I wanted to ask is if you have a problem vendor that's just numerous public complaints and just not doing a good job, is it very, very difficult to it's probably documentation and such, like any kind of management out of work to before someone could lose a spot, because you don't want to be able to take away a spot lightly. But on the other hand, if the person is not doing a good job, there's got to be some mechanism to. Is this several things, Paul, or is it
in the state statute, section 3.24, duration and termination of licenses. I'll just give you the highlights of each. A license being terminated or suspended for any of the following reasons. First is if the vision improves so that we no longer need the definition of blindness. failing to operate, failing to personally operate the assigned facility as set forth in this permit unless approved in writing from, by the agency. Any sick leave or any leave, sick or vacation requires notification of the agency to prevent consideration of abandonment. Unexplained or undisputed absence for more than 5 days is considered abandonment and failing to personally operate the facility unless another person is covering the business and approved. Extending the illness more than 30 days resulting in incapacity of the vendor to operate must be documented and reviewed. And evidence that the vendor is not meeting one or more of the criterias, which are prescribed in a citizen and of legal age, and then sufficiently intelligent to grasp the fundamentals, careful about appearance and interactions with the public, honest and careful in handling funds, when we work hard in advance to improve the business and develop the maximum potential, competent in maintaining business records and accounts, able to control inventory, able to work with other business persons, including supervisors, jobbers, and others in the business community, able to recognize and, where reasonably feasible, correct machine problems, and able to reflect favorably on the confidence of blind persons in the eyes of the public. And failure to submit the required monthly reports by the 20th of the succeeding month in 2 consecutive months or for 3 or more months in a 12-month period. Those are all the things.
And that's sort of we're willing to work hard, kind of. I mean, that was a, but that again, that's a basically an oversight issue. I mean, that's that, and so that's going to, so then it goes back to if there's a complaint, I mean, if, you know, what is the oversight process as far as, I mean, how first of all, has anyone lost? And license, does that mean, is that different than losing that particular site? I mean, can they be demoted to a different site? Or in terms of license, is that losing their vending license so they get out of the park?
I think
it's
certainly the license that can be permanent. If the license agency, the license agency decides to do that, and they notify the individual, and the individual can ask for a hearing automatically about the loss of that. So documentation is very important.
So about being just demoted to a different, to a lesser site?
They've never done that. I mean, and that's a little bit of a problem usually because, I mean, somebody else is there that the neighbor then can get involved and promote that person, the other person out of that other site. And so if I signed it, I have that. We have.
I was thinking where it wasn't so much that, you know, it should be admitted, but they were clearly in a position that was beyond their level of expertise or management skills or whatever, and a different facility with less physical involvement or less whatever, you know, less complicated to your products, to your machines, whatever it was, would sue this person. I can remember a time when we did kind of negotiate to make a change, and it actually worked out for the benefit of all.
It's worked out very well.
And I'd also like to comment that we don't need a state licensing agency. It's not just sit and wait for problems or complaints. Not that we always see everything and we definitely need to hear where there are issues, but the business enterprise staff hearing are routinely out in all the facilities, talking with the vendors. If they become aware that there's some, if machines are dirty or products aren't in there, they'll address it right at the time. And so if theoretically, at least, and I believe this happens most of the time, is that it's kind of an ongoing training and an ongoing assessment of if there is a problem, what is it that, you know, you need to be doing something differently. And then sometimes the complaints come either the building manager or the buildings where the machines are actually located, they might call Terry and say, this vendor is just really doing a lot of job, or whatever, you know, so. But we attempt to work with the person to increase the skills where there are problems, rather than, you know, just everything's fine until Thursday you're out, you know, we try not to have that happen.
Is there any kind of a tool for the public to use? You know, when Bill was talking about that sometimes people in one place will come and talk to the blind person who happens to work there. If they're either uncomfortable not talking to the manager or for whatever reason they're not doing that, are there ever, you know, evaluation tools for public to use, or is there a place, is there anything posted anywhere in the site that says if you have problems that you're unable to resolve with the manager, please call such and such, or please, you know, do something so that, you know, whether one who have to be working somewhere are decided upon being the people to talk to, or if a person, you know, just doesn't really know for sure how to, you know, where to go or what to do or whatever, is there something like that or out there to be for people to have access to, and also as a management tool for people who are in the business, are they, you know, like evaluated or anything like that happening?
We have an annual evaluation tool we use for our facility manager, but those are done by yourself, not by the public. There are numbers posted on all machines or in the area of the machine, the machine. On the amount of the number on that machine is that of the facility manager, not myself.
But how do you know that the problem is just that nobody reported it to you? He's not going to do blind that he didn't report it to you. Or become like a blind person, so I don't want to receive it with so-and-so. And the blind person might hand out things. And the one for one or the other, they actually get over the commission. Or the knowledge you get over the business, but they sound the same thing. So you know what's going on, otherwise, you spend the areas and unannounced and observe what's going on.
We can do that. We also have another tool for that too. We have an annual inspection form that we use, but primarily that's about the equipment, so that's 90% of the operation anyway. But we have a tool that we use to inspect the facility. And we also have an evaluation tool included for the manager. Usually, people will just call me and get a hold of the building manager if they get problems. That's usually the case because the building manager then calls me.
I'm wondering, yeah, like people bring complaints to your office building in the meeting. Wouldn't it be more appropriate for your wife to go back and talk to the manager?
Well, she says talk to me. Maybe my friend, I'm not going to.
Well, see, it's a friend. So it's a friend, though. It's
not. They come constantly. It's a lot of nitpicking things and so forth. And all these things pile up. For flowers, the manager of the facility is an hour, and the busy part of the day, especially working, pretty similar to the thing is fine bodies, especially baseball, things that I think that's a great way to keep the manager, the girl, when you see those things go on, and they just all in a small thing,
that to the people that don't work, they're trying to cope with it in a hurry, and they're trying to put a lot of people in line to catch them if they're trying to serve, and nobody can serve them. I'm going by Uber, and I, whether or not they're sure, I don't know, but,
see, I'm wondering.
So they're looking at the second Uber to, like, from what I'm saying, is there something, in case of, controversy or conflict or dissatisfaction, please contact service.
I'm working from their wife's benefit, and really for Dave's. If somebody, they come to her with their complaints, she can say, well, we'll talk to Dave about it, and they would want to know if you're not in shower, if I could just an oversight.
Well, in that situation, I think in the building, you don't want to have a speaking.
But they can use this building to melt the sound or something like that.
Well, you do it, okay. I mean, you know, if it gets as far as the building manager calls you, what's the process? I mean, I would think that you couldn't just call the facility manager. I mean, did you come and do 2-3 random checks then the next period of time?
I don't care about that, what the complaint was. I do do random checks. I also have on occasion, where they'll ask me to go back to them, what we've done, what our plan is, but they'll ask for the plan to resolve the issue.
Well, like just for instance, this, and I don't know anything about it other than what I've heard indirectly, but it obviously sounds like the state office building's got some issues. So what, and this was kind of filtered up to you our last meeting, May 17th. So what have you done since May 17th? Or maybe you didn't hear directly that the state office building was, or was an issue, but what's been happening at that facility recently since there's obviously been some complaints?
Well, I spent a lot of time down there observing because one of the complaints was specifically about David and his lunch hour when he lived in Swinca. And every time I've been down there, except I do all the time to work, it could be an issue. But every time I've been down there, Dave was always trying to catch a trip. And the way I was referring to that, there could be an issue. There has been a time when people like, he had a talking cash register who has been down, and he only has one cash register. Well, he usually runs two normally. One of them he does, and then he has another person to him. One day he's running more talking cash register, and he lets the other person to the cash register. And they also have somebody else that goes and picks up the product and gets ready for the customer. Dave Mullen doesn't do that himself, and that's is part of how you have your life work. Not he has somebody else that does that. So Dave's having to do that. Difficult because he already has somebody else's lined up for Dave to do that. So and I know a couple of times where Dave didn't have a role in the shower that he didn't have, and he wasn't putting the cash register and he wasn't carrying the food. But I know very few times where Dave does not, even when there's not a top of the cash register, oftentimes they will run the cash register. So he's usually, I'd say 99% of the time he's better. I very seldom ever run that. When this busy day is not on that line, he's running the cash register. I went down there to observe just to make sure that was the case. I talked to Dave about that as well. Talked to the building management about that too. So we have discussed that issue. As far as being mixed up, I have noticed a couple times where that was in the case that when I checked. And I, both times in fact, when I checked, and I went up to check the machine specifically, the muted time was the parking set up. So I don't know, maybe somebody pushed the wrong button, then that can happen.
I don't know, but you're going to be on that, if that's true. In my approach, you have a Michael plus what is it called? Things like that, yeah. Shouldn't go on.
It sounds like the state office building is probably one of the busier sites, so you got lots of customers and...
And you're dealing with the public.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have people just whatever, but it also sounds... I mean, it was outside of you just, talking to him, are there things that he can get additional training, or anybody can get additional training, or what kind of training... is available? I mean, somebody's having some problems with some different aspects of vending. I mean, what's available to them?
It's a bond to anybody. Hard to get there. I appreciate the food coming to me in county. I expect the pot is in the wrong. In the wrong market with that. I do not. I need them their money, they got their pop up and she finally made me get they just get themselves another can of pop. I don't know if the mouth is out or if it comes in and doesn't have a red date on it. I had enemies slip their outdated stuff in on me, and unless somebody tells me that, I don't know. So the best thing to do is all of those in back here. You can't get satisfaction in everything you're doing really bad. And if you need to turn to national, we're going to be right on top of Jerry.
That's the point I was trying to make a lot more from the same
firms. None of us will know that's going on, that's what's up.
That's right.
And you are that's correct.
But that would go to, the trainings and such, as far as, maybe he needs to be winding around asking people, customers, be more at the cash register, asking them, is everything okay? I mean, I don't know what his methodology is, but what kind of training is, what's available to a vendor that's having problems, other than just the utilities having problems?
What these things you should do, these things you should do, these are nice little public relations. It's a really entirely public relations, I guess, which you have to do when you're dealing with the public. You know how to deal with the public.
It depends on the specific issues. There are some things that I know myself that can handle it with training. If a person needs to have additional training outside of what I can do, we do find somebody in that training, and we can go down and identify the issues. We've done that in the past. We've gone outside for telecommunications. We do that almost not daily basis, but probably not too much. There'll be issues that come up, especially with the vending machine. We do it outside of folks and give the other piece of the need to help us or the vendor. So in fact, the result is we have pretty good advice to resolve it, or it should be our best way to resolve the problem that we find out about. But it's like tell us it was best, very best. And I am, as I said in my report, that the types of problems that usually I give are best handled by the facility manager. Most of them are top things, definitely the facility manager has to be made aware of anything with the product, any type of product, because if that facility manager is paying for their spot to bring that milk, because that guy's bringing milk that's in the cellar or updated, that facility manager needs to get corrected and handled in every instance that they will come up or if I think he's got the problem that makes there's been issues in that area.
I don't know why Ben done that, but a few weeks ago, the machine had just finished or something. He stood down to a back location, a pretty top thing, but he said, well, the machine was, hadn't been built, so I don't know. Well, maybe that after we came up, and everybody else said, the hot machine's cool now, the machine didn't have one, so. It's always best to solve the problem at the source.
Well, see, what I'm hearing about this, and I don't know any firsthand of this hearing, is, this to me is just all wrong. I mean, the reason we have Randolph Shepherd is so blind people can get job opportunities, demonstrate to the public that they're competent business people. And if we're in a situation where the customers are afraid to offend the blind manager and tell him what a lousy job he's doing. That's all wrong. I mean, he needs to be interfacing with his customers. His customers need to be talking to him. We can't have, if we're in a situation where we have, you know, the mentality of the customers, if we got some poor hapless blind guy, you know, we don't want to hurt his feelings. That to me is not what Randolph Shepherd's all about. That's the totally wrong image that we want to have. And so I that's why I come back to the training, or, you know, the customers need to go to the facility manager. But if the facility manager is the problem, then what do we do then?
One question I guess I would have is, when the commission seeks out a site or decides to try to get a site, what is then the way of education of the people who are in that place, you know, that, about what the program is and what the responsibilities of the person are, and, you know, the whole business of dealing with the facility manager as a fellow business person, not as somebody who's being, somehow taken care of or put in there as a token front piece for the real people who maybe seem to be the commission personnel or whatever. What kind of educating is done for building people?
We discussed that with building managers. I don't know in Nebraska, that's definitely not the case, but it is in other states where the actual commission or the last agency actually requires those to come in and do work with the facility manager. It's a big one. The thing is corporate. I mean, United States is right in Washington, D.C., where they have the facility manager is the figurehead comes up, and they actually have state or, I don't know, they actually have staff that runs facility manager and facility worker. We had an individual that actually moved out there, moved from Omaha to Washington, D.C., and one of the things that she said when she had been there a while was that she definitely appreciated us staying out of her way and allowing her to do her business, where, I mean, there were times where she would say she thought we should be more involved when she was here. But when she was there, she could understand that the things that we were asking her to do were actually for her own benefit as a blind person and not the way it would have to be. And it's just, and that's in our nation's capital, I would think that certainly ought to be
I think my comment, specific question was, what does the commission do in the way of, talking with the building personnel? Where would it be? People have said that, okay, the first line of communication would be from the public to the facility manager. Then the next thing seems to be, and sometimes people bypass that, unfortunately, but the next thing seems to be to talk to somebody in the building manager or whatever, and then that person will sometimes, come to you. What I'm wanting to find out is what kind of preparation or job development kind of thing is done with a building manager when the commission has a site in that building, so that the people there would know, hopefully, to tell someone who would come to them, have you talked with the facility manager? You know, this person is a business person, and you need to go talk to them. It's their business. Is there anything done to educate the building people? So, not the people, so. The comment that I wanted to make is, just to talk, is
everyone's trying to make this about Dave, and it sounds like it's an issue of state employees who are very unassuming and don't know how nicely to tell them that, hey, this grant amount is not, can I get something different? And also, I think for your wife, though, she should say, I don't want to hear about it, go talk to the man. Because
she's not charged.
Yeah, she said, and they should be taking their complaints to her. She said, I don't want to hear about it. And I don't think it's necessarily about Dave.
No, it's not about Dave.
It's about, I'm concerned.
About people,
My question is in general.
Yeah.
What do you think about, you know, to help train them and all?
Let me answer that question. And that is between our folks, it's like the canteen cleaning others. Our folks do the same work that our folks do, and we, except for a pay out change or two, we've been in the first closing the building. It's about the facility. No one did not get it. There's been another facility person, and that person's supposed to have, you know, a private enterprise person. We're not ours, no different from what they do. That is, our managers do the same sorts of things their manager did. We don't do anything special in terms of saying, Dave took that up to my folks' manager. We can't just do it, and it's just the same as if the person was on an accounting. There's no difference. I mean, people can have buildings, whatever responses are, go to that manager the same as they do are.
Except they don't seem to always be doing that, and that's one of the differences, it seems to me, that one of the reasons that we have the vending program or, you know, things like that is because we aren't treated like everybody else. I mean, we can say that we do the same job, and we do. And we can talk about that among ourselves, and we agree with it. But in a lot of ways, the public still doesn't agree with it. And so if we don't bridge that, you know, we might hope, idealistically, the response is in the same building that we have a manager in, that the public would go to our manager in the same way that they would go to Swanson's manager. But I've been going to them, and in a lot of instances, they won't do that. And that's one of the things that I'm wondering about is what we are doing to help those folks not just say the words, these guys are doing the same thing, so treat them the same way, but help them to know why that is necessary and what how it would benefit them if they do that, if they accept that as a reality. And really do that, and therefore encourage their personnel all over the building to do that as well.
Go in and do some training for state
employees. I want to give a response to that, and then Carlos has before, and I remember that you also have Candy's.
Okay, I have meetings whenever we get in here, and so we go with that person, we go over everything. We have the copy of the permit, a copy of the contract, we go entirely through that, we go over how things are going to be done, how problems are going to be resolved, we go through that step by step, how all those things are done. I did that with those minutes, as far as for the customers. That customer within the couple of weeks is net off the facility manager. We don't interface, I don't know. I have, I guess, when we get a new facility, I've got a lot of dream that week. But do I even stop and talk to all the customers? No. I explain anything differently than how it would. I'm sorry, but the Swans say, I see us no different from that. We do the same thing. There may be some questions that we do have a few more meetings in terms of storage and how products are delivered and so on that the building management is aware of and being aware of at that meeting that I have with them. But as far as how we do business, our business is done exactly the same way as everybody else. So I don't know that I have a good answer to that question, but I don't know that.
Is there already a facility manager chosen by the time you're talking to those people? Or are you doing that in a general way and we will have a manager at some point, I don't know who it is yet, or how.
Yeah, we do, yeah, usually we don't know who the person is. Nine, okay, we have to do not know the first one, we explain the program, we discuss the program, discuss with some of the personnel who needs, what things we need, especially what we're, how we're gonna handle our, you know, product, all of the different things, all of the details, we discuss that, and then after we get a new facility manager, you introduce that person, we sit down at that meeting with, that manager and the facility person, so they get to know each other and know how that person, everybody's a little bit different, how they want to go.
Yeah.
But we sit down and talk about that, and then the facility manager, then his building manager at that time. So that would have become me all the time, the building manager and the facility manager have a, yeah, I would call it a
good.
Yeah, yes.
This is from Candy. Don't give me any problems.
Yeah, just wanted to make a comment. And you said that you wanted to keep in mind the amount of super program. Also, if I have a problem with the payments and the commitment itself, you make decisions how to run the program. The commission has all the power against the requirements. So, maybe the committee of papers doesn't need to come to this party to answer some of those questions and go to the government, because that's the only one. Another one is regarding complaints. I don't care who the manager is putting people at the restaurant, I'm not satisfied, I don't go back to the place. And it seems to me that the place is still functioning and making profit. Obviously, the manager is not going to feed the different problems. So, positive things are wrong.
So that goes back to what I was saying about the site. I mean, if it's a plumb site, if you got a vending machine, there's in a train station, there's 10,000 people walking by it, it doesn't matter how crummy the person operated the vending machine, I mean, people are still going to be walking by the machine and using it. So at a plumb site, especially, it's important that, you know, because it's not that the site isn't functioning at all, but it's how much better could the site function. And if the site is functioning well, I mean, it benefits the program overall because it kicks more money into the system. And so it just seems to be like people scared. I mean, a lot of this stuff just sounds like we're talking about one guy in particular, but it could be anybody. If you're going to operate a vending site where there's lots of people traffic, you got to have good people skills. And if you don't talk to your customers, or they don't feel they can talk to you, then that's not a good thing. And so that's, we'll go back to training. And they need to, they've got to be training 101. They need to have good people skills. And what kinds of ways can they work on their people skills? And that'd be something that you could obviously observe when you go into a site, this little kind of interaction they're having with their customers and people skills.
Well, I guess I'm wondering if we'd be, I'm trying to figure out as we go. Because what our purpose is to find out what's happening and to try and help things in a general way be more smooth. We don't ever want to micromanage any part of the commission's operation. I just think, Mike, for all the things that have been said, would it be a good or bad idea to, in addition to having the managers, information as far as how to contact that person, having the commission's number, you know, if, you know, after we've tried that, we still need assistance, try this, or is that an undermining of the manager who's in there? Yeah. Okay, Chairman. This is Candy Larson, and we had a similar situation in the state office building in Manitowoc. With a vendor that was clearly not, has been a client, and then was closed, and no longer a client. And faltered after the point that the case was closed, and then the responsibilities. And we kept getting a lot of complaints. The building manager comes to me. What we did is talk to the building manager about the fact that that is an independent business person. If they kept wanting to come to us, and we did not go through those, because that is like someone off the street
maybe somebody else with a business problem. So we said that they did was we had an office meeting, we have a quarterly meeting in the state office building, and to educate the individuals that are working at the state office building, if you have a complaint, take it to the vendor. If you don't get resolved from the vendor, take it to the business manager or take it to the business enterprise program. Those numbers are posted. We don't get any of those. We don't filter those. They don't come to us because they go through the proper channels at this point. And that was because of the building meeting that helped educate the building department. The individuals in the building, where they need to take us.
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to resolve as a